skew. So I think we're at number 17, Scott, Angostura Cabin Permit.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chair. Scott Simpson again, Director of the Parks Division. We are asking for your approval to move forward with a new MOU with the Bureau of Reclamation down at Angostura. This particular permit allows for those seasonal cabins to sit in there at Angostura. They sign a yearly lease, and they have exclusive use to some of that public land. And we do that through an agreement with the Bureau of Reclamation. That does require a fee. That fee in 2021 will be $2,400. That's unchanged, so we aren't proposing any sort of fee increase. This would just be a five-year extension of that agreement. The new part of this agreement that is included at the request of the Bureau of Reclamation is to tie the fee back, as far as increases go, to some sort of an index. You can use CPI, you can use some other indicators that allow for an increase in fee over a certain period of time. And what the Bureau of Reclamation is asking us to do is to tie it back to their Bureau of Reclamation Land Index, which I believe is just the value of land in South Dakota. I could be wrong with that, but they came up with a formula for each one of the states that they're involved with and put a number out there. I can tell you that over the last 3 years that index has held pretty steady. It's actually no increase over the last 3 years. Unless there's something out there that's coming our way with some real increases in real estate prices, land prices, I don't see something that's on the immediate horizon that would cause a significant increase. That said, I could be dead wrong too. Something could change and away we go with some higher fee increases. But that's what the Bureau of Rec is asking us to approve and to allow those cabins to maintain their presence down there at Angostura on a seasonal basis. This MOU would cover the next 5 years. And again, it would be tied back, any fee increases would be tied back to the Bureau of Reclamation indexes. We've had these discussions. We're comfortable with this index, being the impetus for any increases that we'd see in the future, and we'd ask for your approval.
Thank you, Scott. Questions, comments? We'll need a motion to approve.
We'll move.
Second.
Any more discussion? Any discussion? Not. Rachel, please read the roll.
East.
Aye.
Boyd.
Aye.
Lockin.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sharp.
Aye.
Spring.
Now try.
Aye.
God. Whitmeyer.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
If I heard correctly, all in favor.
Thank you. Scott, should we go to 18 then?
Yeah, I can do this one really quickly, Chairman. Kevin covered most of the COVID-19 stuff at the beginning of the meeting, but specific to parks, what we've seen over the last month is it's our return to whatever COVID normal is. Our offices are on the Parks Division are open. Parks are open. We have gotten the comfort stations, fish cleaning stations. Those are all open. The only thing, there's two things. Is one that Kevin mentioned was the visitor centers. We are working towards getting those open. I believe we may have one open right now, if not two. I think Custer is coming on maybe next week sometime, but we'll look to get everything open here in the next month or so, for sure, and likely within the next couple of weeks. So pretty close to back to normal. We still are not taking reservations for some of our larger picnic shelters. We're going to have a discussion about that on Monday. I had a couple of folks chime in this morning that said, hey, Scott, we feel like we need to have another discussion and see if this is the appropriate avenue to put these back online for summer use as well. So we'll continue that discussion next week. But just a very few things that are not back to normal as far as operations in the parks go. As Kevin mentioned, we're running on a pretty short staff right now. Some of that is by choice, where we're trying to limit the amount of seasonal help that we're utilizing, just because the budget picture is a little unclear. Even though we've got strong numbers right now, we don't know what the rest of the summer is going to bring. Some of that is logistics. One of the main folks that is hit is Matt Snyder out at Custer State Park. A lot of his seasonal staff he brings in and also provides housing for in more of a dorm, or we may have several folks that live in a house together for the summer and provide that seasonal labor for us, and that's just not a viable option for us right now. So I know, just for instance, I think Matt's running real close to 25% to 30% of the seasonal staff out there in the park. We're going to continue to try to do that until we see that that we can still meet that. We want to meet the standards of the public, and if we fall short of that, we're going to have to regroup and circle back around. But we feel like we're in a spot right now that we can continue to maintain the amenities and the facilities that the public has become accustomed to. It's going to be a long, hard summer for our folks, especially if we maintain these elevated numbers. We're going to be standing right by them. I know I've got folks that are jumping out of their normal jobs and pitching in, riding lawnmowers, cleaning bathrooms, cleaning cabins, doing those kinds of things, and that isn't exactly what they were hired for, and they're doing yeoman's work for us, and I really appreciate that, and we'll make sure to tell them that at every opportunity that we get throughout the summer, because it is going to be a challenge for us, but things are looking good right now. We still have got some opportunities that exist at the end of the summer as far as availability, and we'll hope to fill those up as the summer moves on. And again, we're just not sure what that looks like. If we were to get a spike in COVID or whatever that is, we'll just play it by ear. But right now we're going week to week, and things look pretty positive as far as participation, and we feel like we're pretty close to being back to 100%. Hopefully in the next week or two we will be back to 100%. So that's all I have, Chairman.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
19, visitation and sales report. Al.
Okay. Hello, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Al Nedved, Deputy Director for the Parks Division. Item number 19 in your booklet gives the revenue camping and visitation reports through the end of May. So you'll see a lot of information there. As Scott and Kevin have alluded to earlier, it's been a busy year, and a lot of these numbers are reflecting some very positive numbers and positive directions, and sometimes it kind of feels like we've been through the majority part of the summer, and Labor Day should be around the corner, but actually we're just getting started here, so a lot of good things to look forward to here. But as you can see on the first sheet on my page 97, I believe, is some of the revenue items by revenue category, generally lumped in between park entrance license type permits and then also camping and other miscellaneous permits. Top part is the numbers just for May, and the bottom part is January 1 through the end of May numbers there. And as you can see, a lot of big numbers, a lot of big jumps over last year. And like we have emphasized in the past, last year, what was a down year, and we had a lot of impacts that decreased visitation and camping numbers. But this year, the numbers are pretty solid in terms of it being a strong, if not one of our stronger years thus far. So May 18th marked the day when we started the park entrance license requirement back up again. Up until then, we were waiving the park entrance license requirement through that period as folks were adjusting to the new social distancing guidelines and other things there. So give people a chance to get out and enjoy the parks during that time. But May 18th marks the time when the old previous year's permit expires and the new permit, the 2020 permit, goes into effect. So as of right now, the 2020 park entrance license is in effect, and we're moving forward with that. So as you can see, even though the park entrance license requirement was waived the majority of this spring, our numbers are up with park entrance license sales, and that's up even when a lot of our entrance stations were not staffed. And so as Kevin mentioned earlier, we were very highly encouraging people to buy park licenses online and avoid those kind of things, but also for folks that have the options of buying park entrance license at the self-sales stations as well. So see, those numbers are up. The only exception there was Custer State Park, and I think that's evident of that park's necessity to have those park entrance stations staffed in order to be effective in collecting those fees. So so we were down at Custer State Park in terms of entrance license sales, but everything I'm hearing it now that those stations are up and running, that it's just as busy there as many other places. So on the second page, page 98 is the camping report that shows some of the activity by the specific parks out there, and these are some impressive numbers for this time of year as well. Typically, about 15% of our camping units for a given year occurs through May. We're still not into the big portion of the season, but these are our record numbers for the month of May and our year-to-date numbers through May. As you can see, for the year-to-date camping units, actual campers that were on the sites was up 47% over last year, and that's probably up 23% from our record year of 2017. So people are really getting out using in the parks, and we had a great Memorial Day this year. The weather was pretty good as far as Memorial Days go. We had some cool wet weather, but nothing that was severe or really significant that pushed people out of the parks. People stayed all 3 days right up through Sunday night and had a great weekend. So we had a real strong Memorial Day this year that helped with those numbers as well. So camping was very strong, especially areas like Lewis and Clark. I know they were seeing a lot of early season use down there. Custer State Park camping was strong and well above last year as well. So didn't matter kind of where the park was, boy, most of them saw some really good use during those times. Then on the third page there is our visitation that shows the traffic counts for the month of May and through year to date through the month of May. So again, we had a record May according to the most recent visitation statistics. So we had almost 1 million visitors come to the parks in the month of May, which is up 20% from from what I can see the last record that we had for the month of May. So typically we average about 800,000 for the month of May, and clearly we did pretty well above that. So so year to date we're at about 2.1 million visitors through May, and about 25% of our visitation usually occurs through the month of May. So again, yeah, real strong numbers. Hiking, boat ramps, the fishing's been pretty good in a lot of places, especially in the river. Picnicking, a lot of day use, probably a little more day use than we typically would see up until this point in time. Obviously a lot of that's due to the COVID response and some good weather out there as well, especially after last year. We're having a great year, and we're still monitoring the reservations for the upcoming summer, and all signs point to that trend continuing. I think there's still a little bit of uncertainty you know, we are seeing a fair amount of cancellations coming in, you know, that maybe exceed a little bit more than usual, but again, we're monitoring things and just kind of hoping that the season will go well. And like I said, Memorial Day went well, no major incidents, and we're looking forward to another good season. So with that, I'd entertain any questions.
Any questions or comments? If not, we'll go on. Thank you, Al.
Thank you.